mentioned this by Shalashudis last night, but I think it bears a little bit of repetition. So, you know, we celebrate today, Baruch Hashem, the great miracle of the reunification of Yerushalayim, right? Amazing, amazing series of events that led to the ability to say Harabayis V'Yadenu, the ability to go ahead and celebrate the fact that the first time for 2,000 years, we have the ability to have Yerushalayim. So we'll say, just so you understand what that means, you know, there's a halacha on Shulchan Aruch, so the guys on the Yarchei Kala, well, no, I said this over, one of the first pieces of Torah we learned together. There's a din in the Gemara that's written on Shulchan Aruch that Haroa Are Yerushalayim B'Churbano, that if you see Yerushalayim, you see the Harabayis in a state of Churban, you have to tear Kriya. That's why many, again, when you go to the Kolta for the first time after not being there, you tear Kriya. Here, Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Kuk, that halacha no longer applies in our days. Why? Because he had something amazing. He said that the din of Haroa Arishan B'Churbana, what does Churban mean? Churban doesn't mean that the Beis Hamikdash is in a state of destruction. He said Churban means that there's no Jewish autonomy. When there's no Jewish autonomy over Yerushalayim, that's Churban, and that you have to tear Kriya. But Rav Tzvi Yehuda Paskin, that after 1967, you no longer have to tear Kriya when you go to Yerushalayim Yerkalish. Why? Because ultimately, again, there is full Jewish autonomy over Yerushalayim. And again, it's important to understand this, that even Harabayis, which has a structure there that we don't want there, which has a structure there ultimately that's not the eternal structure. It has a structure there that every time we look at it, you know, it's an amazing thing how every single time you look at the Kotel, so there's incredible ecstatic joy, but there's a tinge of sadness because in the background we know what should be there, but we know what's not yet there. But nevertheless, there's a din that Yerushalayim is under Jewish autonomy, and that literally we no longer have to say that it's Ari Yehuda B'Churbanon. That's the great miracle we have in our days. That's the great, we sometimes take it for granted because many of us weren't even born in 1967. We don't even know life without the Yerushalayim. We don't even know life without the beautiful capital city of Klal Yisrael. But it's important for us each and every day to recognize the great bracha. And I often say that this is true no matter what your Zionist affiliations may be. So right, whether you consider yourself a Tzioni or a Tzioini, right, whatever it is, however it is that you affiliate, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, the fact that Baruch Hashem, we go to Yerushalayim, and what's the greatest challenge we have? The greatest challenge is, you know, should I rent an apartment from Akiva Bookman, or should I go to a hotel? You know, that's like the greatest nisayon. Like, what should I do? You know, this, what's going to come? That's the greatest, or is the breakfast here a little bit better, or is the breakfast there a little bit better? If I eat breakfast here, I don't have to eat lunch. Like, these are the big nisyonos. These are the big nisyonos, right? Where in Mamila should I have dinner? I'm shawarma, right? Should I shawarma? Right? Which place should I go? These are the big nisyonos. Listen, we just have to make sure that on a day like today, we say shachiyano v'kimano v'giyano lazman hazeh. How privileged we are to have Yerushalayim. How privileged we are not just to say harabayit biyadenu, but Yerushalayim biyadenu. And although it's not perfect, you know, sometimes people in life say they wait to rejoice until things are perfect. We'll say klal gadol in life is never wait to be besimcha until things are perfect. You know why? You know why? You'll never be besimcha. Because life is never perfect. Our personal lives are never perfect. Our national life is never perfect. And if you wait to be besimcha until everything falls into place, you're going to lead a very unhappy life. Yerushalayim is not perfect, right? Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael is not perfect. Klal Yisrael is not perfect. But even in the midst of all the imperfection, there's so much joy. There's so much beauty. There's so much holiness. So when we daven today, when we daven every day, and we say Yerushalayim, Irach HaBerachamim Toshuv, understand, I will say, that that's no longer just an aspirational prayer. It's coming true before our very eyes. Yerushalayim is returning to us. We're returning to her. After 2,000 years of being apart, right? Anila Dodi V'Dodili, we're back with our most beloved city. May Vizuchem Yerutz Hashem, in the zechus of appreciating the great gift of Yerushalayim on this day, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu return her to us fully, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu return us to her as well. Oh, yeah. We'll say there's breakfast in the social. Everyone is invited to breakfast. Special breakfast. A very special thank you to Saeed. The breakfast is sponsored by Dr. Michael and Marcy Langbaum. In honor of Yerushalayim, please come and join us in the social.